الحمد لله نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. إن شاء الله in this Jumu'ah session and for a few Jumu'ahs to come, inshallah, we will be reading and translating from a recently compiled book of hadith entitled Al-Arba'un fil Bala'i wal Waba'i wal Ta'un, 40 hadith on trials, pandemics and plagues. And so we begin chapter number 1. باب في الطاعون والبلاء والحث على الصبر والاحتساب. Chapter 1 on plagues and trials, along with an encouragement to be patient and to anticipate Allah's reward. Hadith number 1 of chapter number 1. عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها, reported by Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, زوج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the wife of the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, قالت, she said, سألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الطاعون, I asked the Messenger of Allah about epidemics, فأخبرني, so he informed me, أنه عذاب, that it is a punishment, يبعثه الله على من يشاء, which Allah sends upon whomsoever He wills, وأن الله جعله رحمة للمؤمنين, but Allah has made it a mercy to the believers. ليس من أحد يقع الطاعون, there is no one who finds himself amidst an epidemic, فيمكث في بلده, and remains in that town, صابرا محتسبا, remaining patient and anticipating Allah's reward. يعلم أنه لا يصيبه إلا ما كتب الله له, while firmly believing that nothing will befall him other than what Allah has preordained for him. إلا كان له مثل أجر شهيد, except that he will have the like of the reward of a martyr. Allahumma ja'alna min ha'ula, may Allah make us of those who earn such a tremendous reward. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Hadith number 2 of chapter number 1. An Suhaib radiyallahu ta'ala an, reported by Suhaib, may Allah be pleased with him, qal, he said, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, said, عجبا لأمر المؤمن, how wonderful is the situation of a believer. إن أمره كله خير, there is good for him in everything. وليس ذاك لأحد إلا للمؤمن, and this only applies to a believer. إن أصابته سراء شكره, if prosperity befalls him and he expresses gratitude to Allah, فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ, then it will be for his good. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءُ صَبَرَ, and if adversity befalls him and he endures patiently, فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ, it will be for his good. Hadith number 3 of chapter number 1. عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عن, reported by Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, قال, he says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, said, إن عظم الجزاء, the magnitude of the reward, مع عظم البلاء, is proportionate to the severity of the trial. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا أَحَبَّ قَوْمًا When Allah loves a people, ابْتَلَاهُمْ He tests them. فَمَنْ رَضِيَ فَلَهُ الرِّضَى Whoever accepts that will be pleased. وَمَنْ سَخِطَ فَلَهُ السَّخَطَ But whoever is discontent shall be devastated. Allahumma ihfadna, may Allah save us. Hadith number 4 of chapter number 1. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عن reported by Abi Huraira. May Allah be pleased with him. عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم From the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, قال, he said, ما يصيب المسلم من نصب Never is a believer afflicted with discomfort. ولا وصب Nor any illness. ولا هم Nor anxiety. ولا حزن Nor any grief. ولا أذى Nor any harm. ولا غم Nor distress. حتى الشوكة يشاكها Or even something as trivial as the pricking of a thorn. إلا كفر الله بها من خطاياه Except that Allah will expiate his sins on account of his patience. Hadith number 5 of chapter number 1 and the final hadith of this chapter. عن أبي موسى الأشعري reported by Abu Musa al-Ash'ari رضي الله تعالى عنه may Allah be pleased with him قال he said قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم The Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, said, إِذَا مَرِضَ الْعَبْدُ When a slave of Allah suffers from illness, أَوْ سَافَرَ or goes on a journey, كُتِبَ لَهُ مِثْلُ مَا كَانَ يَعْمَلُ He is credited with an equal reward of whatever good works he used to do, مُقِيمًا صَحِيحًا when he was healthy or at home. This brings us to the conclusion of our reading of this book, the first chapter, and commenting on this final hadith that we should be taking as much advantage as we possibly can of the opportunity of being fit and healthy and having the ability to physically do good deeds. For indeed, as we learn from this last hadith, that Allah's generosity is such that if we become regular while we can, if for whatever reason and cause we can no longer do what we were regularly doing, then we earn the exact same reward, subhanallah. And to put that into our current situation, to put that into context of our current situation, take the punctuality of attending the masjid. For all those who before the lockdown were absolutely punctual in making salah in the masjid, for which they had earned 27 times more reward than making salah at home. Now that such persons no longer have the ability, not due to their own selves not wanting to go to the masjid, or having the ability but not going, but because out of their control they are no longer able to go to the masjid. Because of that, the exact same reward is being written for them. They are making salah in their homes, but yet they get the reward of having made the salah in the masjid. Why? Simply because they were punctual when they could have been punctual. Subhanallah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this situation a mercy and not a punishment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us thankful slaves and give us the strength to be patient and to endure any adversity. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who acknowledge and accept any test that He puts upon us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to wipe out all our sins as a result of any difficulty we encounter. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to become regular and punctual with as many good deeds that we possibly can. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.